Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to anyone who listens to this particular audio boom. This is Jared Jika, a.k.a. Jim and Jerry. However, I'd like to I'd like to send this particular audio boom out to I'd like to send this particular audio boom out to the makers of Facebook, anyone who works on the API, anyone who works on accessibility, whatever the case may be. I know a lot of you are going to say, oh, great, here comes yet another complaint. And in some respects it is, but part of my complaint has even been made by sighted people. I have a program I use to access your network called Socialize, put out by GW Micro, which is now actually AI Squared, but that's beside the point. It's a program that makes Facebook a lot easier to use, at least certain parts of it. The biggest part for me was, well, the two biggest parts were the news feed, which is, you know, where you see everyone's statuses. And the reason I liked using it is because a long time ago, Facebook broke the ability to see your posts in chronological order, newest at the top. Now, it used to be that way, and then a long time ago, they changed it to where, okay, we're going to make it nice and random on you. However, if you click the more stories tab, and when you go to the next page of it, there was a link where if you click the link, and I don't remember exactly what it said, but basically when you would click that link, it would reset everything up as chronological order. Now, you had to do this every time you went to the site, and this is for the mobile side. I don't see this on the mobile site anymore. Mac users, however, do. Now, I know there's probably going to be some people out there that say, okay, the mobile site is no different for screen readers on Windows than it is on Facebook. I say to you, yes, it is. And if I have to, I will find a way to prove it. If I have to, I will find a way to hook my girlfriend's Mac into my computer so that you guys can hear her access Facebook the way I want to. I know that Facebook is going to say, well, we're working on making the main site better. I just want to tell you guys that even sighted people, my mom, for example, is getting tired of all the constant changes. Can't you guys just leave it alone? I don't know. I mean, right now it's because of you that Socialize will not work. A program that I was spending about $40 a year on. I also used it for chatting capability. Now, yes, I know there's going to be some of the visually impaired people there that'll say, oh, just use Miranda. Well, I have been recently. But something tells me even that's going to go bye-bye here soon because of what Facebook's doing with all their internal stuff. If I'm wrong, hey, I'll be happy. As far as if I can still use Miranda after the 31st of January, I'll be happy. In closing, I'd just like to say, why can't you people just leave things alone? You know, people get used to a website a certain way, and I'm not just talking visually impaired people, folks. I'm talking sighted people here. A lot of people would say, oh, well, it's just a blind community bitching a fit. And in some cases, they might be right. But folks, when even the sighted community is getting tired of constant changes, yeah, it's ridiculous. I know there's going to be a lot of you who probably don't agree with me, and I really don't care. I know what I see. I know what I hear. And I just would think that, you know, this is why I like Twitter, because you can use many apps with it, and accessibility is beautiful. But Facebook is taking away third-party apps being able to access their stuff. Okay, fine. You want to take that away? Then make your stuff a lot easier to access. And I ain't talking, you know, website, that, you know, for the main website where you can't even leave the design of it alone. Why can't you leave your third-party API stuff or whatever it is? Leave it alone. Let us access things the way we know how to do. You're going to lose a lot of people if you keep it up. That's just my bitch for today. Take care, everyone.